Hi, it's Mac Corgan here. A wee question. Watching and following all the antics that's going on with all these party broadcasts and parades and meetings and everything that's going on. And something that's bugged me over the past two or three days that I've noticed is that when anyone protests at a public meeting, say, for example, I just witnessed there David Cameron talking out in the streets, and he was heckled by one guy at the back of the crowd, and of course David Cameron tried to cover it up and be snidey back to him, my remark. But I noticed that this guy was literally grabbed and persuaded, let's say, by a guy with one of those, you know, like those men in black with the ear, the little coil of ear thing in, you know, the Homeland and CIA, MI5, MI6. But even without that, I noticed the other day there in a totally different place and with a different party that people were being shoved, literally grabbed and pushed and shoved away out the road, dragged literally out the road. Now, surely if they're claiming that there's free speech and that David Cameron had Miliband, whoever, are allowed to go in the streets and do their campaign, free speech, absolutely true. So why is it that hecklers are not allowed to have their voice heard? And even more, what's the legality of this? What's the legal side of, say I was heckling a guy like David Cameron and someone came up, no matter where they had one of those coil of earplugs in, or whether we're just an ordinary person, what legal right have they to manhandle me, in other words? Simple question. That's all I want to know, because it seems to be, over the past, I've seen it many a time, but over the past two or three days, it's very prolific and very, very obvious and in your face what's going on. As soon as you start to heckle, someone's going to grab you and drag you away to a quieter place, let's say. So what's the legality of that? Can people actually do that? That's it. Simple as that. See you by now.